We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97 won the ticket, the Jamie and Stoney Show. Normally at this time on Wednesday morning, we are joined by former Michigan quarterback and current head coach Jim Harbaugh.
Correct.
But right now we're joined by current Michigan quarterback
and future Michigan head coach.
Whoa. Congratulations.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Shea Patterson here on 97 won the ticket. Shea, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. We really appreciate the time. Let's start with the game on Saturday against Western. Kind of an efficient day for you. Weren't asked to do too much as a quarterback. What's that like for you to quarterback when you guys have great success running the football and just a pretty easy win, at least from our standpoint?
No, yeah, that's always fun when your defense is playing lights out, and which they are most of the time, and special teams is playing great. The run game was unbelievable, so I really didn't have to do too much, just manage the game. So, you know, if we can have more of that, and I don't care if I throw for 50 yards and we get a win, that's all that matters.
Looking back, would you have rather played Western first and Notre Dame second to get the, you know, maybe the butterflies out of your system early or no?
No, not really. You know, I think that may have been the best thing to ever happen to us. Come out in Notre Dame and play in South Bend and, you know, test us early. We went through some adversity early and we fought back, had a chance to, you know, march down and win at the end. But it was good to get that sour taste out of our mouth and come back and get that W in the big house.
We talked to Jim last week after the Notre Dame game, before the Western game, and I just kind of asked him what was the feeling between the couple days after the Notre Dame game. And he said you guys really rebounded really quickly. Was that your sentiment as well after the loss at Notre Dame?
Yeah. I mean, you can do one or two things after a tough loss like that. You can, you know, think about it for the whole week, let it carry over to the next game, or, you know, put it behind you and get better. You know, I think we did a good job of coming in on Sunday and watching the film and getting better and practicing hard all week, and it paid off.
Some of the criticism, especially after the Notre Dame game, was this offense, it's not made for Shea. He's more of a rollout guy, and they try to make it too conservative. Is any of that criticism of this offense valid, and is there a lot more that we just haven't seen yet that might wow people?
Yeah, no, I think everybody just needs to relax a little bit. You know, it was our first game, and, you know, we lost by a touchdown at Notre Dame against a very good team, especially the first game of the season. We're just going to continue to keep getting better and fight every week.
Aaron Rodgers famously spelled out R-E-L-A-X. So that's what you're saying?
Basically, yeah. I watch a lot of him and try to emulate him. You know, I think he's one of the best to ever do it. So, yeah, I like his go-to with the relaxed thing.
So let's go back to you at Ole Miss before you got to Michigan. Obviously, there was a lot of turmoil in the program. Your head coach left prior to last season. What was the appeal to you of Michigan? Was it Jim Harbaugh? Was it the tradition here? What was it that brought you here?
It was all of it. You know, I loved Ole Miss, loved the coaches, loved my teammates, you know, loved campus. But to not be able to play, you know, for anything.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of tough. I thought about staying, but I just had to make maybe a selfish decision, you know, for once. And, you know, just watching Michigan all year last year when I was hurt, you know, I could tell that, you know, they had the pieces. You know, their defense was unbelievable, had the coaching staff, the offense was great. You know, I just wanted to come in and do my part.
Right.
It was very exciting. Coach Harbaugh meeting with me for the first time, you know, that really sparked it.
And growing up in Toledo and being a Michigan fan, what was it like walking through the tunnel last week?
I can't even put words to describe it. Just going out there with my teammates and, you know, going up there and jumping and hitting that flag. You know, it was probably one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life.
We're talking to Shea Patterson, the Michigan quarterback, Michigan taking on SMU on Saturday at Michigan Stadium. Then you had the whole transfer process. Mm-hmm. Did you, I mean, people we talked to said, you know, it was like 50-50. Did you have a good feeling, bad feeling, no feeling? I mean, waiting to find out if you're going to be eligible to play this year. What was that like for you?
Initially, it was really tough. Waking up not knowing if you're gonna be able to do what you love the following season. But I just, I had very good support around me, and just controlled what I can control. And when I got here, my teammates welcomed me, the coaches welcomed me, and I felt at home. So really, play or not play, I was gonna come in and work my tail off every single day and get better.
It's early. What's the biggest difference you've noticed between Big Ten and the SEC?
I mean, it's tough to say just because, talent's all relative.
Mm-hmm. Is it speed?
He hasn't played the Big Ten yet either.
I haven't really played in the core of the Big Ten yet. But like I said, players are everywhere. So there'll be good competition everywhere.
We're talking to Shea Patterson here on 97.1 The Ticket. We talked to Caron Higdon a couple weeks ago, and I told him I have a hard time believing that he and Chris Evans are as close as they are, but they seem like they're almost best of friends. And I'm wondering about your relationship with the other quarterbacks, because you got here, and obviously there were quarterbacks here who had started, quarterbacks here who were recruited to start, quarterbacks here, Joe Milton, who might start. What's that quarterback room like for you?
Going in, I think the first couple weeks, we were all just kind of, maybe a little standoffish. Uh-huh. Obviously you got, Brandon Peters, Dylan McCaffrey, and Joe Milton, all great talents. And, just coming in one group, it was tough at first, but we all kind of bought in to getting each other better every single week. And now we're as tight as ever. We help each other every week and get each other better. I think we have a great relationship in that room.
Are you embarrassed, I don't know if that's the right word, with all the expectations? He's the savior and
the
all
shavier.
This kind of stuff. I mean, you're still just a college kid.
Yeah, no, not at all. I don't really feel any pressure. I understand that. I have great coaches and teammates around me, and just go out there and be myself and have fun. That's kind of how I've approached this game ever since I was little, and I don't think that'll change.
Now, before we talk to you, I was trying to figure out some connections you have, obviously, to the area. Stoney mentioned one growing up in Toledo. You did originally commit to Arizona. Was that to Rich Rod?
That was to Rich Rod, yeah.
Okay. And then, without getting too much into it, you seem like the perfect quarterback for one of his offenses.
At the time, actually Matt Dudek was at Arizona.
Okay.
That was kind of the thing that helped me get to Michigan, too, because, he was one of the guys who helped me get here.
Okay.
Initially in my freshman year, I liked the way they spread the ball around.
And then the other one I was going to ask you about is you went to Bradenton for your final year of high school. Was that the year that Jim Harbaugh took the team down there? Did you see Michigan practicing down there?
Yeah, no, I didn't get to see them.
Weren't you guys kept away or something like that?
They came to spring. They did spring ball.
Spring break. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think that was the spring that I left for Ole Miss.
Okay.
So I didn't stay the rest of my senior year.
Oh, I see. So you were going to be becoming freshman at Ole Miss. You graduated early.
I graduated
to go down there.
Early.
Yep. Okay. Because that was a highly hyped event that he was essentially going to a hotbed of recruiting and taking his whole team down there as well.
That was a smart move.
And growing up around here, were you a fan of, Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, Pistons, that type of stuff?
Yeah, my grandpa played for the Pistons. My dad was a big Pistons fan growing up, and we were more so Pittsburgh Steelers fans, Penguins, and Pirates, because that's where my grandpa grew up and my dad, was raised, and he kind of instilled it into all of us. But I was a huge Michigan fan growing up. So
Tariq Black, obviously injured. We don't know his status. You might know more than we do. I'm guessing you're probably not going to tell us. But what about the other receivers that you've had to work with? Are you able to develop chemistry with those guys?
Yeah, definitely. Nico Collins and Donovan, Grant Perry, and all of our tight ends really had a tremendous spring and fall camp, so I was able to get some really good chemistry going with them.
Now, the baseball thing, you sign with the Texas Rangers. When this season's over, you probably go play minor league ball with them or do something. Is baseball your second love to football?
Yeah, it was. It was actually my first love, just growing up playing travel ball, going to all those tournaments and Disney in Florida, playing in the world, the Elite 24 World Series when I was 9 through, 13 years old. So that was a lot of fun. And then, kind of football took off when I was about in the 7th grade. And that's when my love for football really started to grow. And, that's it. That's an interesting – baseball is interesting to me. But,
so it's
I'm all football.
One and 1A.
What's that?
It's 1 and 1A. Is that what you're saying?
No. I mean – football is definitely first.
Because there was a quarterback here once upon a time named Drew Henson. You may have heard. And he was going to be a Heisman favorite his senior year, but he decided to go play baseball instead.
Yeah, that won't happen.
What do you see from SMU defensively? I know they've given up a lot of points.
They're really well coached. They maximize their athletic ability and, you know, their talent on defense. So we're going to have to come ready to play. I know they're going to come ready to play.
Finally, for me at least, Jim Harbaugh, what's your relationship like with the coach in terms of, you know, he's obviously got a reputation, Andrew Luck, you know, Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith, of being a quarterback guru. What has your relationship been like with him to this point?
You know, it's been a learning process, you know, with him. Just, you know, coming here and getting to know him and, you know, seeing how he operates. You know, I've never been a part of something so special, you know, with the way he runs things around here. You know, it's so professional, and you know, I just enjoy learning every single day with him.
Is he the one in your ear, or is it Pep Hamilton in your ear, or are they both one in each ear? How does that work?
You know, everything kind of, you know, runs through Coach Harbaugh, but Coach Pep, when I'm on the phone, I'm talking to him, you know, going over the drive, and, you know, he's giving me advice and, you know, letting me know what they're in. So, you know, he's my quarterback coach.
Is it weird not having a quote-unquote offensive coordinator?
It's different, but you know, I think there's also some benefits to it, because you got you know, everything goes through Coach Harbaugh, but you got Coach Pep and Coach McElwain and Warner and Schroen, you know, all those minds who've had some a lot of success, you know, pitching it all at once. It's definitely an advantage.
Well, Shea, like Stoney referred to it, a lot of fans are very happy you're here. So welcome. Good to talk to you. Really appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
There
he
is, Michigan quarterback Shea Patterson joining us here. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.